Sean Patrick Maloney is a Democrat of New York's 18th District. Sean, I wondered about how you and John Faso are getting along.
Well, look, we're still working together. You know, he and I have a real disagreement over this health care bill. I thought he voted with his political party when he should be supporting his constituents. He supports Trump Care. I don't. I think it would destroy rural hospitals, which is a big deal in our part of the world. I don't know why you'd be for that. If you whack the Medicaid program the way John Faso would, you're going to really hurt you know, our efforts to fight the opioid epidemic, because that's Medicaid dollars. Anybody who's got a kid on the autism spectrum, or anybody who knows a kid who gets some special services at schools, you know, Medicaid reimburses school districts. I mean, anybody who's got a parent in a nursing home in long-term care, that would not be possible without New York's Medicaid program. So we shouldn't be whacking it just so we can give big tax cuts to multimillionaires. I don't know for the life of me why John Faso wants to do that. I heard him say recently that too many people are on Medicaid. I'm just wondering which people he thinks we should throw off of their insurance, because most people on Medicaid are kids or seniors or the disabled. And the fact is that it's some of the best work we do to give those folks better wellness and an opportunity to live a full life. And if you want to cut it to balance the budget, I guess that's one thing. But if you want to cut it to give a big tax cut to millionaires and billionaires, I just don't think that's right. And I just disagree with him on that.
In your bones, Sean Patrick Maloney, do you think that Trump, who seems so hell-bent on getting this thing, anything passed, I don't know that he knows what's in it, but anything passed, is going to win?
You know, as we speak, we're seeing the Senate try to pull a rabbit out of their hat on this, but they are in a tough spot because the plan makes no sense. People have seen through it. But, you know, Alan, I do want to say one positive thing about John Faso, because I've been pretty tough on him on this health care thing. But, you know, about a week ago, we had an effort on the House floor to take health care away from transgender service members in the military, a mean-spirited, discriminatory effort by a member of Congress named Vicki Hartzler from Missouri. And John Faso joined me to stop it. There were 24 Republicans who joined with me and all of the Democrats to defeat that effort to hurt transgender members of the military. And he deserves some credit for that. That's a tough vote for any Republican to take. And I admire him for it.
And did you talk to him about it?
I did. And I thanked him. And I said, you know, that took guts. And I'm glad you did it. So I want to say there's something positive about him, because, as you know, I've been pretty tough on him on this health care stuff. But on that civil rights issue, he took a tough vote and it was the right thing to do.
There's a chance that the Democrats will retake the House of Representatives in 2018. What do you think? If you were a gambling man, what would you put down on the table?
Well, I think it's looking pretty good, and I think it's looking pretty good because, you know, because Donald Trump has deserted the people he promised to help. And if the Democrats are smart and we start talking to people about things that matter around the kitchen table, like, you know, having a good job and making a decent wage and getting your kids to college without going into lifelong debt and maybe being able to retire someday. If we start talking to working middle-class people more broadly and we have real solutions, then I think we have the opportunity and we'll have the mandate to get back into control and do some good with it.
Now, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer stood up there just recently and said, you know, they want a different deal for the American people and a better deal for the American people. It seemed to me that the things they were saying mirrored a lot of what Trump said. On the other hand, I didn't have a sense of the passion I need to hear.
Let me put it my way. I think Donald Trump is the wrong answer to the right questions, meaning it shouldn't surprise anybody that Donald Trump won the presidency because he was touching on sources of real energy and, in some cases, frustration among the American people. The question is what has he done about it? And if you look at his first 6 months in office, he's really been a total failure in terms of moving legislation that would make a difference. So if you hear the Democrats showing up and saying, hey, stagnant wages are a problem. People are making less than ever. Their costs are going through the roof. They don't have the skills to access the good jobs that we need. We want to create 10 million new jobs, you know, for folks over the next few years. We want to go after these prescription drug companies and negotiate down the price of prescription drugs using the power of the Medicare program That's a market force, by the way. We should do that. We should stop allowing endless corporate mergers that hurt consumers and workers, and we should get in the game on that and level the playing field. I mean, there are a lot of things from trade to economic stagnation, to outsourcing, to the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, that were things that Donald Trump talked about. Unfortunately, I think he saw them as a way to kind of get into power and has done nothing about it since. We should be offering real solutions, not because it's some political game, but because those are things that really are on people's minds and they need help with. And so the better deal is a way to put that into an agenda and say, maybe Donald Trump forgot about it, but we haven't.
We're going to see one of those fights about a shutdown, the government shutdown in September?
You know, I hope not. It doesn't do anybody any good. I don't think there's any reason for it. The only reason the government will shut down is if you see a bunch of these Tea Party guys, dig their heels in and be completely unreasonable. The fact is we are operating under a budget now that was passed with bipartisan support just a couple of months ago to finish out the fiscal year. There is a path forward here. Basically, it's been to have some spending restraint on both domestic and defense spending, and to hold the line on that. Now, I think it's very important that we have a balanced budget. I think it's very important that we pay down our debt. But what's going to blow up our progress on that is if these guys want to just slash all the parts of government that help people while doing big tax cuts for the rich. And so I hope we have some common sense. There's no reason for a shutdown at all. We can work through a budget in a responsible way. And a lot of us Democrats are very serious about fiscal discipline and about getting our house in order. We just want it to be fair. We just don't want to have, a bunch of deep cuts to communities that are really vulnerable. You know, if you look at this health care bill, it's a perfect example of that. You're going to really hurt the people who are a little bit older, a little bit sicker, a little more vulnerable while you give more tax cuts to the very rich. You know, that's not a plan to do anything good for our economy or our budget. But a lot of us would be happy to restore some fiscal sanity to the government if it was fair. So there's a way forward. The president needs to lead on that.
It's always wonderful to talk to our pal, Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, Democrat of New York's 18th District. Sean, I heard the bells ringing in the background, which means you got to run and vote, right?
That's usually what it means. That's right.
It's great to talk to you again. Thanks for showing up. We really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Alan. Thank you.